USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How does President Trump really feel about the idea of Democrats wanting to impeach him?
The word impeach, it's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
President Trump speaking to reporters outside the White House earlier this morning. Yesterday, after special counsel Robert Mueller made his first public comments since finishing his probe, he said, quote, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so in the report. President Trump says of Mueller,
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
The president heading to Colorado to address graduates at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Severe weather expected again today from the Ohio Valley to Mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes could strike Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Unconfirmed reports are that a man who set himself on fire at the White House Ellipse yesterday has died of his injuries. President Trump says he plans to make a big announcement about the southern border soon. Speaking outside the White House, Trump said earlier this morning that it could happen today or tomorrow. He called it his, quote, biggest statement so far concerning the border, and he says it will focus on people coming into the United States illegally. He's also ripping U.S. asylum procedures, calling them ridiculous. It will be very difficult for Disney to continue filming in Georgia if a new restrictive abortion law takes effect, according to what CEO Bob Iger said in an interview with Reuters today, adding that many people will not want to work in that state after it passed a law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Disney filmed blockbusters Black Panther and Avengers Endgame in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. trade dispute with China continues. U.S. soybean exports to China falling by more than 80% in about the past year. Don Swanson is a Iowa soybean farmer.
We would like these barriers to let this food get to where it needs to get. I mean, we've been in the business over 170 years to try to provide a safe, affordable, dependable food supply. And if we're below the cost of production more than 1 year in a row, that's going to be an issue.
Swanson speaking there to Fox News. The soybean exports are way down because China's imposed retaliatory tariffs and then switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. Actor Ashton Kutcher of That 70s Show fame has given his testimony in a Los Angeles serial murder trial. A man named Michael Gargiulo is accused of killing a woman that Kutcher was set to go out with on a date in 2001. Yesterday on the stand, Kutcher said that on the night of the murder he was stopping by to pick up Ashley Ellerin, but she never answered the door, and that he left. Her body was discovered inside the apartment the next day. The tiniest baby to ever survive birth is heading home from the hospital. A San Diego hospital sharing details of the girl who weighed just 8.6 ounces when she was born in December. The baby, now up to 5 pounds, is going home with her parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.